Rabbi Yeshua has a order in this week's parsha that he quotes from the Rugged Shopper. The Rugged Shopper says, "Vayichaper ben Yisrael, Pinchas was mechaper ben Yisrael." So the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Ruya Kapora Zushatehe mechaperas v'halachas lo'olam. This Kapora appropriately lasts forever. That lasts forever, all of the generations. It's ru'uya, it is appropriate. So the question is, why is it appropriate? So he points out, we find that Rashi points out in Parshas Bereishis, the Rashi says, what's the lashon demei, plural? So Rashi says two pshatim, but one pshat says it's referring to damoi b'dam azar yosov. So when Cain kills Hevel, he hasn't just killed Hevel; he's killed all of the generations to come. So it comes out that when a person does ritzicha in the form of an aveira, he's held; it impacts all of the generations to come, and he's held culpable for what he's done to all the generations to come. Here, Pinchas did an act of killing, which was a mitzvah. So this has to also impact all the generations to come. Now, it can't retrieve the generations of the person who was killed. Those are lost. So it pays back to all the generations of Pinchas, all the generations to come. There's going to be an impact in all generations to come. So that which would be on a physical level a damage forever, on a mitzvah level is exchanged and turned into something which is positive forever. He points out there are other examples of this that in the Mor says in Shabbos that in Rabbi Eliezer's place they would Duchil Shabbos for Hachon and for Tzarech Mila. They held was Deicha Shabbos. Hechsher Mila is Deicha. And the Mordechai says there was a place in Eretz Yisrael which they did so, and they never died early. Even though the normal reaction to Chilul Shabbos is Misa, over here it gives Chaim, because it was done in the midst of purpose. The Mordechai brings a scenario. He brings a scenario where a person normally does something which the punishment for it would be. Maybe case of erva would be create psulim, and since it's in the form of yibum, it creates sherim. You were maaser, and we get the result of that is more money. People are mechabed Shabbos, they spend money on Shabbos, they end up with more money. The people call out the iranidachas, get rachamim, as opposed to the opposite, which should come because of that. And he points out that the Psavik in Sisei Laila has other examples of this concept. That so it comes out when the power of a mitzvah is to be protect a person not only from Peronius, but it does more than that. It actually takes any negative which has come out of the mitzvah and turns it into something positive. So that can be in a physical sense or on a spiritual sense. The result is that a mitzvah generates something which is significantly positive. He does point out, however, that this is only when a person does the mitzvah lishma. A person does the mitzvah shalom lishma. It's megan from Peronius, but it doesn't have this maila of being mahapich the mida into toiva. That it doesn't have this. He says, Rapsadik says that point. So it's right to be mizbeinan in the tremendous. The logic to it is compelling, that if the whole source of chiyus and chayim and toiva in the world is kiyum mitzvahs, that mitzvahs should generate positive is a logical thing. We find sometimes we're faced with choices that the schar mitzvah keneged hefseda, we're worried about the negative impact. It's important to contemplate the tremendous positive impact that a mitzvah has when it's done appropriately. It has a tremendous koyach of generating taiva at the same time. So even though there might be seemingly on the surface or at the time something negative, the real reality is it's generating taiva. Have a good Shabbos.